Blog Talk Radio.
Believe that prayer with one another can change things, can change the hearts of minds and hearts of men and women. And I'm believing that the Lord is going to come back in His Spirit to awaken America and people of the world. We've already heard of great stirrings of the Lord in Egypt and other parts of the world. And we're going to pray tonight that that grows and extends to America and other countries of the world. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for your love, your kindness, and the gift of your Son that you sent for our salvation, that all of us may have opportunity for eternal life and entrance into heaven through your your Son. Lord, we just believe tonight that America can revisit and see God's face and see a renewing of the spirit of the hearts and minds of American men and women. Lord, we pray that you would reveal yourself to people around the world. We pray for our young people, Lord. So many young people today have a poor outlook in life, with an education but no job. The economy is down, and when America's economy is down, the world's economy is down. Lord, we know that you want to bless us, but we know too that you want us to seek your face and to worship you, to worship God, and to seek you first, and to put you first in our lives. Lord, we pray that each one of us in America would fall on our knees and worship the Lord and pray for a revival and a renewing of the Spirit of God in America and the hearts and minds of men and women around the world. Lord, for we know you want us to know you and to worship you freely out of grateful hearts. And Lord, we are grateful for your blessings that you have bestowed upon America for so long, and many of us since. The dire straits ahead, but Lord, we're going to stand together in trusting you, Lord, that you will guide us and direct us, and that you will lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, we pray for our president, for his soul, Lord God, that you would woo him unto you by your Spirit, Lord, and help him to receive the Lord Jesus as his Savior, and to understand that much of what he is doing is not in the best interest for himself. Lord, we pray for him and his family. God, that you would reveal yourself to them, that they would all come to know you, Lord. We pray for our congressmen and women who are elected to represent us and to serve us. Give them a heart for God. Soften their hearts, Lord, to the needs of the people. Help them to realize and understand that their power is a gift of God through the votes of the people, and that they have a responsibility to the people to do what is best for them, to meet their needs, and not to make life worse for them, but to make life better for their people in serving the people. Help our leaders to realize and understand that taking down America would take down the whole world, because America has been blessed by God for so many years in the lifting up of humankind around the world through the scripture, through the holy word, through God's anointing blessings. America has been great. Understanding that some people have misused and abused that trust and power given to them by God and the people. Lord, we pray for the people, that you would anoint and direct us in what you want us to do, in what direction you want us to take to save the souls of the world, so that life will not be a life of evil and wickedness, but that life will be a life of good. Serving one another, in serving humanity, help us to, knowing that it is with your strength and your power that we are able to be the instruments and the vessels to do what you want us to do. And we can't go without praying for the people of the Philippines right now, Lord, that you would help them to come together and to work together in a way that would save as many lives as possible. Help them to renew their spirit in God. Help them to love one another at a new level of understanding the importance of loving one another. We pray for those who have suffered through hurricanes or earthquakes or other storms in recent time, Lord, that you would heal them and bless them and strengthen the lives of those around who are helping to bring their lives together again. And in all things, may you, God, be glorified. And may we each one seek the knowledge, understanding, and glory and power of the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior in serving God, that we may all be a part of the Bride of Christ that will join with Christ when he soon returns. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Lord, everyone who's listening, and that you would help us to come together in prayer as often as we can in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I would like to pray more, but I think it would be better if I just pray a little bit every night, so that we can touch one another in prayer and give the Lord daily supplication and prayer and just worship the Lord and pray there in your own hearts and homes as we listen to one another.
Glorify the King of Kings. We will glorify.
Goblin. God loves you.